Eat well. Sleep. Exercise. We all know the basics of living a healthy life, but with science and technology where it is, we have a greater understanding of what our bodies truly need. Follow this podcast as I find out exactly what it takes for me to reach peak health mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually as I hack my way back into wellness. My name is Chris Hobbs, and welcome to The Strength of Wellness. And welcome back to another episode of The Strength of Wellness. I am your host, Chris Hobbs. And in our last interview, if you didn't check that one out, go back and have a listen, because Matt Tantari was an amazing person to interview, and his insights on how to have single focus on your mission and on your vision to get energy by knowing what to say no to is just absolutely amazing. But today we have a very special guest, Amy Shoesmith. Now, Amy is the creator of the Instagram page, The Sun-Kissed Kitchen. If you haven't seen that, go have a look, because it is just stunning. All of her photos of fruit platters and how she styles the food, they're just amazing. She has a passion for health and wellness and likes to help people create colorful and healthy food. She used to manage events in Sydney, and apparently for a royal visit as well, which I think is very, it would be interesting to find out about, but we might talk about that later. You've been on the cover of many multiple food magazines. You've just stepped up into a new job at Life Cycle Tinctures, Mushroom Tinctures, which is hectic. And so I think this question, which I've been asking everyone about for this podcast launch, is probably very applicable for, you know, what you're going through at the moment. But the question is, what is the one thing that you've done that's brought you the most energy in your life throughout your day, you know?
Probably implementing a morning routine, so, and not deviating from that. So every day I will get up, go watch the sunrise, and watch that, then I'll do a run up to Byron Lighthouse. If you've been to Byron, you know how nice that is and how tough that run is. And then I'll meditate on the beach for at least half an hour, which I find the meditation really is what, like, brings my energy up. Sorry, my dodgy throat. It's you can really change your energy field, I think, if you really get into the zone. And being outdoors and grounding at the same time, I think, really helps. If you've done any research into grounding, it's pretty amazing. So just doing that and making sure that I don't slack off, because some mornings it can be hard to get up. If it's raining or whatever, I'll still go. And then I come home and have my green smoothie with some cordyceps, and I'm pretty good to go for the day.
Yeah, nice. So you're saying that, setting up a deliberate morning routine, and that's it keeps you focused for the day and kind of gets you started in the morning?
Yeah, I think it, like, just gets you going. And when you know that each morning you're going to do it, you don't have to think about it. It's kind of like you're on autopilot. But I find exercise in the morning actually gives me more energy through the day, which is sounds counterintuitive, because I always do it fasted, but... I do feel really great afterwards, and I feel ready for the day. And during my meditation, I try to really plan my day out and create it the way I want it to go. So it doesn't always work, but sometimes it does. And I never have any energy issues unless I have rain or something. But yeah, it pretty much sets me up for the whole day.
Nice. That sounds great. Yeah. I've found that, when I set up a morning routine as well, it gives me a lot more energy throughout the day and a lot more focus. You can sort of decide, you just have more clarity to decide the things that you want to do, and where you want to go for the rest of the day.
That's right. I think, yeah, because dedicating time to yourself, like, so many people don't. Like, they'll wake up and go into the kitchen and deal with, like, other people and things. So doing it on your own and having that time to yourself and kind of really kind of getting in tune, I think, helps.
Yeah, but, for sure. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts and your wisdom. And where can people find out more about you?
Most of it's on my Instagram page at Sunkist Kitchen. I don't have a website or anything. On the Life Cycle page is where I spend most of my time these days.
Yep, definitely. Nice. Yeah. All right, then. Well, thank you for doing this interview and have an incredible day.
You too. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for joining me. Please do remember to rate and subscribe to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about my journey of discovery, head to www.thestrengthofwellness.com, where I delve deeper into my findings and where I share extra tips on how you too can find out your healthiest way to live.